And where's Dow Loggins made a difference for Jay this year, especially where concerns like fundamentals things?
I think those individual periods that they have within practice, they're working a lot in the special teams periods. I know the main focus for us coming in the season was make sure that we could, cut back on the turnovers. Mostly, a lot of the fumbles that came up in the past, I know he wanted to make some strides in that area, and they've done a great job as far as working together, that whole group, making sure that they've done a good job of protecting the ball.
And 15 games into this, how would you assess Alshon's year to this point?
Well, when he's out there, he's a force for us. I know that he makes a big difference. And I think defense is happy to account for him. He's done a good job of making sure that he knows the playbook, so we've been able to move him around. I think that's caused defenses a lot of problems, trying to figure out where he's at. We've gotten some different matchups that have caused problems, but, obviously I would like to have him out there as much as possible just because he is a guy that they really have to focus on.
How challenging has it been when he hasn't been able to practice consistently?
I think it's not as tough for me as probably is for him, just because you want to get in that flow of how maybe I might be able to call it, how Jay likes to move, his checks around and what he might get to, what they kind of that timing aspect of it, if we get into that part of our passing game and you lose a little bit of that. There's been some times where we've had some chances for some big plays down the field, and it's just we haven't repped it, and we haven't had enough. And it starts in training camp. That's the hardest part. When you lose a guy as early as we did, and it was just been consistent throughout the year, where it's off and on, it's hard to get that timing.
In 2 weeks, do you give Kyle his off-season workout as a tackle or as a guard?
I knew it was coming. I think we're going to have to go back and evaluate just kind of what we're going to do. That's a good thing about having, the personnel department. We have a lot of eyes looking at our situation right now, especially that being one of them. And we have a chance to go back, evaluate what was good, what was bad, what we feel comfortable with. But then you have to figure out who do we have on the roster, who's going to be here, who's not. And that's why we're still in that evaluation process right now. Even with 2 games left, we need to figure out what our best five is going to be.
Was he put at a disadvantage thrown in the first week when Jordan Mills was released, you think, looking back?
I think he did us he did us a solid by saying, hey, I'll do whatever you guys need me to do, what's best for the team at that time. And we felt like that was really our only option. And then as the season went on and Bush got hurt, and we had to move Leno out there, and then Leno's played well. It was kind of like, do we really want to start moving pieces all over the place? And I think Kyle's done a great job of fighting through some, experiences where he had to grow, and there's been some challenges. There's been some games where he's played really well. And I know there's been a couple games where everybody sees one or two plays, and, we had a couple sack fumbles the last few games, but for the most part, he's had some games against some really good players where he shut them down.
How much would it benefit him to give an answer right away, benefit him and the team as he enters the prime of his career?
I'm sure anytime you get a definitive answer of what you're going to be going into the spring, that does help you. Probably puts anything to ease. I think we just need to, go back and figure out what the best thing for him is. And the sooner we can give him an answer, the better that'll be.
Adam, when you watch film, what do you make of Chris Conte?
Just knowing that, like the past about what he was and what he has done in the past, and I see a guy that knows the defense very well. He knows the ins and outs of it, and anytime you got a defensive player that knows the weaknesses of a defense and knows how to protect from getting exposed in those, that's a strong player to have on your side.
And what did you take away from Minnesota last week?
Well, it's going back to really what we talked about a couple weeks ago of when we had negative plays, how much that hurts us on our side of the ball. And it starts with penalties. And we've talked about it so much since training camp as far as that's where individual is so important. We have to make sure our fundamentals, footwork, things like that. So when things do change, you're not surprised by it. You're going with the flow and you're reacting and you're in a good spot. And the first play of the game, you know, we have a 35-yard gain call back on just something so minor that it costs you. And it just sets the tone for the game that's just negative. And a lot of times you can battle through it, but, you know, our guys fought and they tried to stay with it. And then, you know, but once we started having those couple turnovers, and it was hard for us to dig ourselves out of that hole.
And I'm going back to OTAs. Where has Jay made the biggest strides?
Probably decision-making. I just see the way that it's decisive. He knows exactly where he's supposed to go with the ball. I think the thing that's been most impressive of how he's controlled the line of scrimmage in the no-huddle setting, just is he's kind of has his little twist on what the way he wants to operate. His personality is what this offense is, and you know his ability to get us out of bad plays is really improved.
Did his mechanics need to be tweaked? That's something that people have harped on in the past.
I guess I never had a problem with anything with his mechanics. I think you grow as a football player the longer you do this. You take things from other people. I'm sure he had a list of things that he wanted to tweak with going into the season. Then I think him and Dow kind of sat down and had a small list of some things they wanted to work on, and I think they've accomplished that.
What about his personality do you see in that no huddle?
I think it's allowed him to really show who he really is. I know he's been somewhat of a quiet guy around here, but I think there's more to him than what he's shown in the past, and we're seeing that. He's taking control. He's aggressive with our players, and you can see the competitive side of his personality come out just the way that, you know, he is not afraid to check to some aggressive plays, you know, in the passing game, and he's done a great job of on some of these third and long calls when he's gotten to a run play and you're sitting there like it takes, you know, some you know what to get to those because you better be right, and he's been right. So I think that part of his personality has really shown up for us.
And what's the next step for Jay? I mean, is he at a stage of his career where he kind of is what he is, or could it be like one of those quarterbacks who at 32, 33, whatever, kind of reaches a new level?
I think any time that you stay in the same system year after year and you just keep growing it, it really helps you keep putting a little bit of a spin on what the offense already was. And I think as the season's gone on, he's done a great job of building what we started with. And I think it's only going to get better from here on out. I really believe you can get better every year. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how good you were from one year to the next. I've seen it happen. I watched a guy that was considered one of the best quarterbacks in football, and I watched him get better at 36 and 37 and 38. So it's something that you're able to do. It's just whether or not you want to work at it.
So if you're not here next year, how does that impact the development he's made?
I know I got two games left in this regular season, so we'll worry about those two games right now.
What do you need to know about Lamonte David? Go ahead.
Well, I know this. He was a guy that we actually looked at hard in Denver. I remember his name getting thrown out a lot. Very fast, you know, great anticipation towards the ball, you know, for a linebacker. Can really get his hands on a lot of balls, and I think he's a guy that we have to account for. That this defense and, you know, the whole deal, it's your Lovie Smith defense. I mean, these guys are flying around. They're stripping at the ball. They're trying to create turnovers. I mean, it's a really fast defense that, you know, not just him, it's that whole front seven. You better be ready to go here on Sunday.
Adam, I'm sure you've been focused on that defense this week, obviously, but do you have any impressions of what Jameis Winston has done as a rookie from what you've seen?
I haven't really got a chance to watch a whole bunch. I just hear every once in a while you'll hear, hey, he threw five touchdowns, and then you go, all right, well, let's go watch him, because you start wondering, you know, we haven't thrown five touchdowns this year, you know. What's everybody else doing? So, but you'll check anytime you see a quarterback have a performance like he's had, and I know Cam's had a couple like that, to where you go and check him out and just see what maybe they did in that game and, you know, what were teams playing against him that allowed them to have that kind of success.
Do you think the NFL is leaning in one direction at all, trying to play younger rookie quarterbacks? I know it's situational, but do you see it leaning?
Yeah, I see it more as it's team by team. It's just whatever their situation is at the time. I don't know if that's really, you can really say that's exactly what the NFL is looking.
What were your impressions of Jameis when you got to visit him before the draft?
I was impressed. I really was. We had a great visit with him. When we talked football, I mean, this guy was into it. I mean, he's a football junkie, and some of the questions that he brought up, you know, he was the only guy that ever asked me questions about Peyton Manning. And I know that really that was big on – Dowell was really interested in that. And he goes – he's the first guy that I've heard him ask that, anything about Peyton. And he was really inquisitive about some of the things, how he would have handled a few situations. And I thought that really impressed me. And then when he talked football and just knowing Jimbo Fisher and his offense, when he talked about it, it was – you know, he did a great job explaining what they were trying to do.